Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Friday, May 26th, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Google began rolling out its search generative experience to search results for some users that requested early access. This is not only uses generative AI for results, but also sorts responses into colorful cards. The experimental feature is opt-in, and Google said this feature would initially be available for a limited time. The UK's Competition and Markets Authority announced some of the remedies Meta offered the regulator to address anti-competitive concerns. This includes a commitment to allow advertisers to opt out of their data being used to improve Facebook Marketplace. The CMA said it believes these commitments address its concerns and will take public comment on them until June 26th. The augmented reality glasses maker Nreal announced it rebranded the company to Xreal. The company also announced the Xreal Beam, a small device that lets its glasses connect to a smartphone, gaming console, or PC, either wired over USB-C or wirelessly. It's about the size of a deck of cards. Pre-orders open June 1st. No pricing was announced. Twitter announced Twitter API Pro, a new API pricing tier that costs $5,000 a month. It includes the ability to gather up to 1 million tweets and post 300,000 tweets per month. In other API news, an email seen by The Independent shows that Twitter plans to require academic researchers using its DecaHost feed to subscribe to its enterprise pricing tier when their existing contracts renew. Current contracts cost a few hundred dollars a month. The DecaHost provided academics with a random 10% sample of the Twitter firehose. Twitter also said academics not renewing contracts would have to expunge all Twitter data stored and cached in their systems. Auto industry analyst Jado Dynamics reports the Tesla Model Y was the world's best-selling passenger vehicle in Q1 2023, the first electric vehicle to top sales. In 2022 overall, the Model Y was the number 3 best-selling passenger vehicle. YouTube secured a deal for the NFL's Sunday Ticket package for consumers back in December, but DirecTV announced it signed a new multi-year deal to sell the popular package to commercial venues, things like bars, restaurants, retail, and hotels. No word on pricing, but generally, it's based on a location's fire code occupancy. MoviePass relaunched its movie theater subscription service after opening a beta for it back in August. Plans start at $10 a month to see anywhere from 1 to 3 movies, and go all the way up to $40 for up to 30 movies in a month. Each tier provides credits that can be redeemed for tickets. Users can attend movies at any theater that accepts MasterCard, although direct MoviePass partner theaters can use the theater's ticketing system so customers can select seats. The computer brain interface company Neuralink announced the U.S. Food and Drug Administration cleared it for its first in-human clinical trial. No word on what the study would specifically look at, and Neuralink said it has not yet started recruiting for it. Leica announced the Q3, an update to its 28mm fixed-lens full-frame camera. It offers a new 60-megapixel sensor, can shoot up to 8K video, and record an Apple ProRes at 1080p. It's the first in the Q series to offer a tilting rear touchscreen and use more modern phase detect autofocus. It's IP52 water and dust resistant and offers wireless charging, although you need an optional hand grip for that. It's available for pre-order now for $5,995. According to the app intelligence firm Data AI, OpenAI's ChatGPT iOS app surpassed 500,000 downloads within 6 days of launching. Since 2022, only the Truth Social app saw more downloads in the US in that same window. Twitch changed the price of its ad-free Turbo subscription in all markets. In the US, it's going up 33% to $12 a month, although some markets will see lower monthly prices as well. Current Turbo subscribers will keep their pricing for 3 months. And finally, YouTube is killing its Stories temporary post feature. Users won't be able to post stories as of June 26th, and all remaining stories will expire after 7 days. Stories launched in 2017 and was only available to accounts with over 10,000 subscribers. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.